there anything else that you can remember about? So you remember this thing in the park. Anything else that you can remember about England?
I'll tell you what. Mm. I remember my mother had a brother, and he wasn't with us. He was taken on its own. He was in a different place because he had been in a home in Gibraltar, him and my grandmother. My mother's mother was taken to Bristol because she was very, very ill. My mother didn't know where her mother was until she started digging and found her that she was in Bristol.
I wonder where she went in Bristol.
In one of the hospitals there. They were sent to the hospital.
But isn't that funny that they were sent to Bristol when the family was... There must have been enough hospitals in London, you would have thought.
But because probably she came in a different boat. She might have not come on the same boat as us.
I see, yes.
So she went there. My uncle was brought to London. And they came from the same home. So I think it's because she was sick or... And it was nearer. Once the boat must have docked somewhere. It might have docked in Bristol, somewhere around there. So it was easier to send them to Bristol.
Sure. Mm.
And my mum had another uncle. She had an uncle, a brother of her mother in Gibraltar. And his wife spoke English. So she was the one that did all the digging. And then they went to Bristol. And when my mother got there, the nurse said, "Who are you?" And my mother said, "I'm my daughter." And she said her name, which was Catherine, but they called her Kitty. And the nurse said, "Oh, she's been waiting for you. She should have been dead weeks ago. But she's been waiting for you. She knew you would come." And I think the following day my grandmother died.
Gosh, that's a story, isn't
it? Yes, so... And yet she had another daughter who lived in North Wales. But because they didn't write to each other, because they didn't know how to write, she didn't know that her mother was in that hospital.
So do you think your grandmother was buried in Bristol?
She must have been buried in Bristol.
But you've never followed it up?
We never know. I was saying to my sister, I wonder where in Bristol she is.
I try and find out. I think that's very interesting because I haven't heard that before. You know, you hear most people went to London unless they had relatives.
No, not in London. Hold on, my husband went to Dr. Bernardo's home. That's Romford, isn't it?
Oh, is that where it was? Yes.
Yes. That's where Dr. Bernardo's children was taken out of there, sent them to the country, and the Gibraltarian was put in there. So they put us in the worst place, the centre of London, where all the bombs were coming down. So, and we were all children. There were loads. And the day that we left Kensington Palace Mansion to go to Liverpool because we were going to go to Jib, that night, I think it was, or the night after, a bomb fell in Kensington Palace Mansion. My uncle was there, and there were some people there, and I don't think anybody was killed. And yet my uncle was in the sixth floor, in bed with his partner, and the baby, and they fell right down to the ground floor on the bed. All he was, he had glass. All glass. And she was worse than he was. She had loads of glass all over her body. And even years later, if she felt a prick, she had to go and they used to pick it out.
How extraordinary. Mm. Gosh. So, you know,
the English people used to say Gibraltarians were lucky. Keep near to the Gibraltarians because they're always safe. Very few people died in England compared to...
The Londoners.
The Londoners, yeah.
And you were right in the middle.
And right in the middle.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody else about
that. And yet nobody... You never hear nothing about the Gibraltarians that came to England.
No.
Only once I met a lady in Waterloo. I was waiting for my sister. Where were we going? We were going to see some another Gibraltarian. And the lady, so I just speaking, and she said, where do you come from? I said, golly, it's the first time I've met one since the war.
And do you think that, you know, a lot of people, because they were there for like 5 years, young women, do you think they actually had affairs with
them? Of course they did. That's why my uncle was sent up to... that's why they sent us, according to my mother, that's why they sent us right to the sixth floor. Because a married woman and a single woman started to fight. They fought between... Admittedly, my uncle was single. He was handsome. And the other one was a widower, so he was a right... And he was very young anyway, both of them. So...
Do you think it was this because of the way people had been brought up and the culture before?
The culture was...
It was about marriage. You should stay within...
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Yes. That's interesting, isn't it?
Yes.
So, you know, in a way...
The mentality... Sort of, I mean, a lot of people afterwards married English people, but my father wouldn't have liked me to marry. Not because he was English, but because he would take me out of Gibraltar.
That's very interesting. That is. But then, you know, so there was obviously a lot of different things happening because people over here getting involved with English people and also back in Gibraltar, there was probably...
of course, they meant, you know, a lot of men. Marriages were broken because men were left on their own for 4 years. Most of them were 4 years. So what happened? The Spaniards were across the border. They were starving.
And do you think that there were a lot of children born out of this?
No, I don't think many children were born. I know two of them, because they're my cousins.
So tell me about that bit of the story.
she was a married woman. She had a child. He was my age. And she had an affair with my uncle. And she had a boy and a girl. Then the war was nearly finished when we went to Gibraltar, but the people that she was sent to Ireland, and at the time she had the boy, but she was expecting the little girl. He went to Ireland to give the child his name, and then I think after that he used to go to Ireland to visit her and the children, but then it broke and she went with someone else. But her mother took her child from her first marriage and took him to Gibraltar.
And what brought him up like hers?
She handed him over to his father. And his mother never saw that son again. Actually, the son was told that his mother had died during the war. And he didn't even know that he had a brother and a sister. Actually, then in Ireland, she had another affair with another bloke. And she had another boy.
So did she stay over here then? Or
she stayed over here.
Yeah. So he never found the rest of his family? No. And that, I mean, no, this is part of your family story. That probably happened to a lot of people.
Yeah, but that is what I know of them. And it's such a small world. I met this boy. Well, my uncle never saw his son. My uncle was always pining. I wonder where Tommy is. And the girl. And I used to say to my sister when we were together, and we used to say, Uncle, the day that he finds, if he ever finds his son, that is the day that he'll go. He'll die. Because then, and as it happened, this woman died, and the son went to Gibraltar for the first time, looking for his brother. But he was already dead. He had died a couple of years before that. But he met his nephews, niece or nephew, I don't know. And obviously he asked about his father. So his mother's sister said to him, your uncle works so-and-so place. Go and see him, and he'll tell you about your father. So he came round and talked to him. And my uncle said, your father is in London. Your father's not dead, because he thought, my father is old, he might have died. Your father's alive. And funny enough, at the moment, he's in hospital. He lives in Lewisham. He said, in Lewisham? So he said, yes. Why? He said, because I live in Bexley Heath. That's already around the corner. So anyway, my uncle met him. He came and he went and saw him, and he met a half brother that he has. And I met him. My uncle died not long after that. My uncle was so excited. He phoned me up. I found Tommy. He's come to see me. And I thought, oh God, you know. And I met him at his funeral.
Tommy,
I met Tommy in the funeral.
It's not the same uncle that fell down in the bed.
Yes.
Oh, he was a bit of a
lad
then.
And yeah, and Tommy was the baby that was with them. I met him, and then I was talking to him, and he said he was separated from his wife. Well, divorced. He was married to someone else. A few weeks back, I go to... it's a cardiac thing, because I've had a stent put in there. And there's a group of us. And we had to make out that we were different animals and which one. And someone said, monkey. I said, oh, I should have said that, because I come from Gibraltar. And this other lady that was there, she said to me, oh, my mother-in-law used to come from Gibraltar. So I said, oh, but we didn't have time to talk. So the following week, we met again, and I said, oh, we're supposed to lose weight. And then, so I said, oh, I don't know if I've lost weight, because I've had the Spanish nougat. So she said, oh, you mean durum? So I said, oh, you know about it. So she said, yes, because my mother-in-law's family used to send it from Gib. So I said, who's your mother-in-law? So she said, oh, her surname was this name, and she lived in hospital steps. So I said, oh, I wonder. But I said, that surname, I don't remember the steps. So she said, oh, there were three sisters or something, and she gave me the names. And when it got the two first one, I thought, but then I felt August pimple before she said the third name. So I said, she's told me the name. I said, oh. So she said, why, do you know them? So I said, yes. Which son did you marry? So she said, Tommy. So I said, oh. So she said, do you know them then? I said, well, I know, I've met him. I said, but he's my cousin. She said, your cousin? I said, yes. His father was my uncle. Oh, she said, Tommy looked everywhere for his father. I said, yeah, and his father was looking everywhere for his son. I said, and I don't know, because he's still my uncle at that time, still lived in Kensington. When he was young, my uncle lived in Kensington.
How extraordinary.
Yeah. What a small world.
What a small world. Well, you can understand that happens in Gibraltar, but in London...
London?
Is there a community of Gibraltarians?
No.
In London?
No.
Interesting. I wonder why.
Because there are...
I heard that a lot of Gibraltarians came to Fulham.
They stayed in Fulham, because that's where they were there during the war. That was the intention of my mother, when we came over, to buy a house in Fulham. But because my aunt lived in Lewisham, we're not far from here actually, Marilla Road, we stayed there. There was a house for sale right opposite my aunt. My mum went, had a look, and she left it. I was in Gibraltar. Because
so we're skipping forward a bit now, actually. So let's just... let's.
But that's why. Yeah. And not only that.
Mm.
When they brought the people from Ireland over to England...
So I'm just checking something. Yeah, yeah.
I think that was the time that they built White City.
Okay.
And most of the Gibraltarians that didn't have... that they were in Ireland, I think that's where they went.
To White City.
To White City. White City was full of Gibraltarians. And White City is near Fulham, near Shepherd's, well, near Shepherd's Bush.
It's all where that sort of West London.
That's yes. Right, where the Gibraltarians yes. were. And most of them stayed there.